For unto us a child is born, the Messiah, by Handel, here on Kansas Public Radio. That was Robert Shaw and the Robert Shaw Orchestra and Chorale. Good morning. I am Destiny. It is really windy out. Well, actually, right now I'm looking out the window and the trees aren't really moving, but they were. So hang on to your children. They might blow away. If you can stay off the roads, I highly suggest it. On the way in, I thought I was airborne. It's a little crazy. So be careful out there, folks. I think we hit our high for the day. The temps are dropping. It's about 42 right now. I've got, you know, Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. That's coming up a little bit later. Sort of reminded me of the wind, the way it starts. It's very active. So I thought that'd be a fun thing for this morning. Right now, though, we are going to listen to a Corelli, not the Christmas Concerto. We listened to that the other day. This is a Corelli Concerto Grosso. This is number 6. The Christmas Concerto is number 8. But number 6, I feel like, often gets overlooked, and it's really beautiful. So I thought we should listen to it together, and I'd like to know what you think of it. It's right now on Kansas Public Radio with E. Musici, Corelli's Concerto Grosso number 6. Enjoy. Corelli's Concerto Grosso number 6 with E. Musici here on Kansas Public Radio. A nice one. Not number 8, the Christmas Concerto, but I really like number 6. I hope you liked it too. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of this region's biggest challenges. Delivered weekly to email inboxes, more at flatlandkc.org/subscribe, and the Topeka Zoo hosting Toast at 10, a New Year's Eve celebration at the zoo with a plated dinner, entertainment, silent auction, and champagne toast at 10 p.m. Tickets are at topekazoo.org. Alrighty, we opened the hour with Messiah, For Unto Us a Child is Born, and I told you to watch out for the wind warning. Don't take your kids or pets outside. We don't want them blowing away. Stay indoors if you can. Now we're going to listen to a traditional Christmas tune about a child. I bet you can guess what it is. A string quartet version right now on KPR.
Thank you.
What Child Is This by the Del Monte Quartet here on Kansas Public Radio. Beautiful, beautiful indeed. You know, I'm looking out the window and the trees aren't moving very much, but I know there's that high wind warning, so I imagine other parts of our state that are tuning in and listening are pretty windy, so still be careful out there, folks. I know they closed I-70 this morning, but it's open. We are in a red flag warning for fire, though, so, Something that might set your hair on fire is this Mendelssohn Symphony No. 4, the Italian. It's like a Ferrari. It's really exciting, and I thought of it this morning when I was driving in. I thought it would go really well with the way the wind was blowing my car around. So, why don't we take a listen to it together right now on Kansas Public Radio with the Berlin Philharmonic and Claudio Abbado conducting Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4, the Italian. Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony No. 4 here on KPR. Perfect for this windy Kansas morning. Claudio Abbado and the Berlin Philharmonic. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this morning. It looks like the wind warning is to the west of us, and Lawrence, we're in an advisory at the moment, but it could be headed our way. You never know. The wind has a mind of its own sometimes. Next hour, I've got some more interesting music for you. I teased about adventures. Well, this time of year is great for watching movies, I think so. We might hear from Robin Hood. Yes, we might. Also, more Christmas tunes and some Nutcracker. It's going to be a good morning of music. So I really appreciate you being here. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Starting January 1st, millions of Americans will see their monthly premiums on their Affordable Care Act plans skyrocket. Some Americans are jumping off their insurance plans ahead of time.
Went yesterday to pick up her three prescriptions for the first time without insurance, and it was $184.
Finding ways to pay for health care on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, this is KPR. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and their Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on Wednesday, January 7th, that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. It's 46 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 a.m. NPR News up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The House has passed President Trump's media company is merging with a nuclear fusion company called TAE Technologies. It's backed by Google. The all-stock deal is worth about $6 billion. Nuclear fusion technology is a very new area of scientific interest. Fusion powers the sun. It's clean energy, but there's no known commercial success for this. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. This is Kansas Public Radio. That one never gets old. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker here on KPR. Claudio Abbado again and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Hi there, I'm Destiny, your new music director of Kansas Public Radio. Cordelia, we miss her so much, but she has had a long and beautiful career and a very deserved retirement. I hope she's enjoying it right now. Hopefully she's not outside in the wind. Be careful out there, folks. Some spots around our state are extra, extra windy. Oh, speaking of dances, here's a perfect setup. We love our supporters here on KPR because you keep us on the air. And support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS presenting Dreaming of the Dance. Ho-ho! A look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. The Nutcracker is great. Especially the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Well, speaking of fairies, I happen to have another, I don't know if I would call it a tune, a work, a piece. It's played by the Empire Brass, and I really like it. It's by Purcell. It's called The Fairy Queen. So, we heard from the Sugar Plum Fairy. Now let's hear from the Fairy Queen. It's about 15 minutes right now on Kansas Public Radio. The Empire Brass performing Purcell's The Fairy Queen here on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. We are in a red flag warning. It's dry out there, and I do see the winds are picking up, so be careful, everyone. Oh, I've got a lovely shepherd's carol towards the end of the hour and next hour. I think I'm playing one of my... I say this about almost everything, practically. All-time favorite things. The William Tell Overture is next hour, so... You've got to keep listening to KPR because that is epic. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And speaking of KU, tonight it's the Holiday Vespers airing at 7. Yes, indeed. Tonight on KPR, Holiday Vespers by KU, the annual concert by their choirs and symphony orchestra for the 101st performance. You'll hear music from The Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, and carols for this season. It's going to be great. Again, tonight, KPR 1 stations at 7. And now, a Haydn symphony, a very holy one for a holy time of year, the Maria Theresa Symphony, number 48. I've got the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra playing for us right now on KPR. Haydn Symphony No. 48 here on KPR, the Maria Theresa, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra playing. That was fun. I have some not-so-fun news for those of you out there on the roads. I-70 has once again been closed in western Kansas. There's a lot of blowing dust and low visibility, so the interstate between Goodland and Colby is closed in both directions. Wow, it's like the Wild West out there. Jeez. At least it's not a blizzard. We do have that. At least the sun is shining. Thank goodness. Well, speaking of December, and it should be snowing, and it's Christmas time almost, how about a carol? I think a carol would be lovely. A shepherd's carol by Benjamin Britten, sung by the Choir of Westminster Abbey. It is right now on KPR. Benjamin Britten's A Shepherd's Carol here on KPR with the Choir of Westminster Abbey. You know, as a musician myself, sometimes I listen to music and I'm very engaged on all of the words, and other times, you know, it's a little bit in the background because I'm thinking or feeling or reflecting. And I'm pretty sure I heard the words eating crackers in bed. I did a double take because I hadn't noticed that line before, so I had to go and Google it. And in fact, in the text, it does say, eating crackers in bed. I knew about the lifting your pinky towards the winter sky, but that was an interesting one. Definitely an interesting one for this Thursday on KPR. By the way, I-70 is closed in western Kansas. At the moment, there's a fire warning out there because it's dry and windy. It's like the Wild West I mentioned before, so be careful. Stay indoors, folks. This is Kansas Public Radio. We've got more music coming up.
100 years, the University of Kansas has celebrated the season with the annual performance of Holiday Vespers. Join us Thursday night on KPR for this year's Holiday Vespers concert. It's a Yuletide tradition, Holiday Vespers, Thursday night at 7 on KPR.
That's right, folks. That's tonight. It's already Thursday. Wow, that's going to be a really nice listen on KPR at 7. We are live. We are local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, the app, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More info is available at lmh.org/cancercare. We are at about 50 degrees here at the University of Kansas. I'm Destiny, back with more music next hour. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR.
Incomplete because furloughed federal workers were not able to do their usual price checks during the six-week government shutdown. Analysts warn that also may have distorted the November reading. While the cost of some food items like eggs has come down in the last year, overall prices continue to climb. Electricity and natural gas prices are up sharply from a year ago, adding to winter heating bills. Persistent inflation has been a drag on President Trump's approval rating. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And Wall Street is trading higher at this hour. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. This is Kansas Public Radio.
God rest you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, the blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds the tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God. To the Lord's in praises, all you within this place, and with your love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, all others got their face. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Robert Shaw and the Swiss Radio Choir here on KPR singing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Good morning. I am Destiny, your new music director. We miss Cordelia, but she has a much-deserved retirement, and I am happy to be here with you. You guys are the best listening audience. Thanks for all of the love and support, and I'm glad you are having fun in the mornings with me. Not fun news. I-70 closed between Goodland and Colby. A lot of dust and low visibility. Wow. Wow. It's like the Wild West out there. That's what I keep saying. Doesn't feel like it's Christmas time or December, but I do have a Christmas Carol symphony in about 20 minutes. And speaking of gentlemen, we will hear from one of the most epic gentlemen of all time, William Tell. But for now, let's stick in the adventurous theme since it's so adventurous outside. How about Korngold's The Adventures of Robin Hood Suite? Yes, indeed. This is with Malcolm Narborough and the East of England Orchestra, right now on KPR. I would seem to have a rather epic hour of music planned for you this morning. Here on KPR, Korngold's Adventures of Robin Hood. Malcolm Narborough and the East of England Orchestra. You know, it's that time of year. Christmas time and the holidays where people come home and watch lots of movies. Even though this isn't a Christmas movie, I really like it. It's fun, indeed. It's almost as fun as the William Tell Overture, which is coming up in about 20 minutes, but we're going to get back into the Christmas Carol theme. First, I'd like to thank a couple of our great supporters here on KPR. Support comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. And the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages, over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com. Who here has heard Patrick Stanford's A Christmas Carol Symphony? Well, if you haven't, you're about to. It's with Gavin Sutherland conducting the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, right now on KPR. What a funny little ending. What a great thing to listen to here on Kansas Public Radio. A Christmas Carol Symphony. Epic. So much epic music. My goodness. We're about to get even more epic in just a minute. By the way, tonight you can celebrate with KU's Holiday Vespers, the annual concert, by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra for the 101st performance. You'll hear music from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, Mozart's Magic Flute, plus carols for the season. Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas is tonight on KPR at 7, your KPR 1 stations. All right, the music I know you've all been waiting for. It's not Christmassy at all, but it sure is celebratory. Rossini's William Tell Overture, one of my all-time favorites, one of the most requested things for Classics by Request on Saturdays. This recording features Fritz Reiner and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra right now on KPR. Rossini's The William Tell Overture here on KPR. Ooh, does it get any better than that? Fritz Reiner and the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks so much for being here with me. We are coming up upon noon. It's getting a little more windy out there, and we're at about 50 degrees. keep an eye out on the conditions, folks, and stay safe this afternoon. Jeff is in with more amazing classical music and some fun Christmas tunes for you. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Morning Edition is here for you on KPR, weekday mornings, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. And this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Info at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm